reaches up his hand.
Amen. I'm glad I know him. How about you this morning? It's good. I remember growing up, and they would sing about him. And I was thinking this morning, it's amazing how you think. You can be turning your Bible to Matthew chapter number 20. But it's amazing, Brother Freddie, how you think about the Lord before you get saved and how you think about the Lord after you get saved. When we were growing up, Brother Tim Noble, Brother Roger Bush, James Fuller, who else? Several of us, Kevin Littlefield. We were all in Victory Baptist Academy, where some of our kids go now, some of our church kids. And the thing about us was we were there, but we were in a Christian school, but we were not Christians, to say the least. Amen? And we had all grown up around Brother Jay, and Brother Jay was our principal, and we'd go in chapel and sing songs, and if you didn't sing, you got in trouble. Amen. I think we ought to reiterate that in church service. Amen. If you don't sing, you get a lick. Amen. And that don't mean of a blow pop. That means a paddle. Amen. But I was thinking while we were singing, Brother Charles, we were singing At the Cross this morning. And I remember in school what we used to do. We would change the words to hymns. I know it's horrible. I was sitting there thinking, God, why didn't you kill me? And we would change the words to him. And I was sitting there this morning, and that went through my mind. And I thought, how in the world did I ever do such a thing? Amen. And I'll tell you how I did it. I didn't know who I was singing about. Yeah. Amen. I had no idea the value of what it meant to sing at the cross where I first saw the light and the burdens of my soul rolled away. I had no clue what I was singing about. Had I known then, why, I'd have never changed those words to something vulgar or stupid. Amen. I'm glad I know who we're singing about this morning. That just hit me like a ton of bricks sitting there this morning. I thought, boy, I wish I could go back to chapel time again at Victory Baptist Church and have Brother Jay say, y'all better sing or I'm going to give you a paddling. I'd rear back with all my might this morning, and I'd sing at the cross where I first saw the light. Hallelujah. And the burden of my soul rolled away. If that don't do something for the child of God, kind of makes me wonder if you are. Amen. Hey, when they sing America the Beautiful, or they sing the Star Spangled Banner, it's all I can do in a stadium full of people at a Braves game to keep from tearing up. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Me and Brother Todd and Levi and Chase, I believe, we went to a Braves game this year, and they had, and I'm rambling, but I can't help it. They had a choir. I forgot what it was called. The National Youth Choir, I believe what it was called. They was probably 100 teenagers, and they had the microphones just right, and those teenagers sung the Star Spangled Banner. It's all I could do to keep from shouting and running a lap around that place. You know why? It stirred me because I am an American. Amen. And I thought about it. But we sing these gospel songs this morning. We sing the song about the master, or they did, about the master of the sea. And if that doesn't stir you, you saw it's just emotionalism. Sure it is. That's what happy is. Amen. When they sing those songs, it reminds us of who and what we are, what God has done for us, where He's brought us from and where He's brought us to, and where He's taken us to. Amen. Amen. I just got happy while they're singing. I couldn't help it this morning. We are going to continue a little bit. I didn't want to, and the Lord just kept hammering this in my head and hammering it in my head, but we were preaching from this passage of Scripture on Wednesday night, and we were talking about the touch of God. And while I was sitting on the platform Wednesday night, the Lord gave me a fresher thought than what I'd brought with me, and I never preached what I brought with me. I preached something else. But I want to continue that thought process or that thought line this morning. Look at Matthew chapter 20 and verse number 29. The Bible said, "And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the way." What kind of men were they? They were blind men. When God deals with somebody's life, He always specifies the problem. Are you listening? You go through the Gospels and you deal with the people that the Lord met. It always specifies their problem. And I may get sidetracked again. We come and we throw this blanket at God. Lord, forgive me of my sins. We might ought to specify our problem this morning.
Amen.
Amen. These guys had a problem. They were blind. Amen. It didn't say two afflicted men. It didn't say two handicapped men. Why, today they'd give them a sticker. I hope not. They shouldn't be driving anyway. But they'd give them a handicap thing. You know what I'm saying? And they wouldn't say, "Hey, look at those blind people." They'd say, "No, look at those handicapped people." Do you know in some way, shape, or form, we're all handicapped? Amen. I like the way Brother Tommy Steele said it. He said, "Before God got a hold of you, He said you was jacked up from the floor up, made God want to throw up." I thought, boy, that's a pretty good description right there. Amen. We all come in here crippled in some way, shape, or form. The Bible said they were blind men. Y'all know what blind means, right? They can't see. There's a lot of people this morning that just flat out cannot see. Two blind men, verse number 30, sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out. That's all some of you need to do this morning. That's the only thing missing in your life is a cry for the Lord Jesus, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." And the multitude in verse 31 rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." And the Bible said, "And Jesus stood still and called them and said, What will ye that I should do unto you? And they say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be open. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. This morning, or Wednesday night, I preached on this little thought right here. These guys had a problem. Yeah. Amen. They had a problem. I'm not going to re-preach it, but they definitely had a problem. It was obvious.
Yeah,
bro. Amen. You don't have to watch a blind guy very long to know he's a blind guy. You don't have to look at Brother Shane very long to realize that he has an amputated leg. It doesn't take a rocket science to figure that out. Amen. But they had a problem. Everybody could see it. Our biggest problems are the problems people can't see. Amen. Our biggest problems, we may have on a suit and tie this morning. You may have come in with a King James Bible that big. That doesn't make you right with God. Amen. That doesn't make you spiritual. You may have parked your brand new car right out front for all the community to see. That doesn't make you right with God. You may have put a check for $500 in the offering plate, but that does not make you right with God. Amen. They had a problem. Secondly, Wednesday night we said this. They knew they had a problem. It's not enough for everybody else to know something spiritually wrong with you. It's got to come real to you. Amen. They had a problem. Thirdly, we said they ignored the crowd. They didn't care what nobody said. They cried out to the Lord. Everybody said, "Hush, you ought to hold your peace." And I made this statement Wednesday night, and I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was good enough I wrote it down. Who told them that? Who told them they ought to be quiet? Who told you ought to be quiet? When God blesses and works in your life, when God answers a prayer you've been praying about, who told you to keep that a secret?
Amen.
I believe the Bible says something about publishing it. Amen. That means putting it out there for everybody to see. Hey, look what God did.
Amen.
I get to a place in my life where I need God's touch and I need God to move. I don't care what Brother Charles thinks or what Brother Freddie thinks or what the visitor thinks this morning. I am going to cry out to God.
Amen.
Amen.
They cried out. They didn't care what nobody thought. And then lastly, on Wednesday night, I said they made up their mind they wasn't leaving without the help they needed.
Yeah.
Amen. Something is wrong when we come to church with a need in our life and leave just like we came.
Yeah.
And when I say need, your mind automatically goes to physical, doesn't it? Everybody's done. Everybody's done. Oh, yes, I need this much money and I need this. And our need this morning is greater than physical.
Amen.
Are you listening? I would rather be living under a bridge on I-20. My wife was showing me the other day. We were going down I-20. She says, I want you to look when we get right here in Douglasville, right here at where the Home Depot used to be, Highway 5. Right before you get to Highway 5, you can look up in the woods along 20. Y'all notice it sometimes. And there's all kind of little huts and makeshift tents. People are living in those woods. Homeless.
Amen.
Amen. Did you know you ain't but a few dollars away from that yourself? Did you know during the Great Depression, rich men were homeless? Did you know that?
Yeah, come on.
So our problem this morning is greater than physical. I would rather be living, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I'd rather be living in one of them little tents on the side of I-20 than living in the finest house in Carroll County on my way to hell.
Yeah.
We all right with that statement this morning? It's better for you. Yeah, I said it's better for you to be broke. It's better for you to be stranded. It's better for you to be homeless than to be lost without God, without Christ in your heart. Why? Because with Christ, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Hey, what are you saying? With Him, I can rise above my situation. With Him, I can rise above my circumstances. With Him, I can have a smile on my face and a song in my heart this morning. I like what the old songwriter said, I'd rather have Jesus than anything. Amen? We sing that, but I wonder how often we mean that. Amen? Their need was greater than physical. Our need is greater than physical. I want to talk about simply the touch of God this morning. There is nothing in your life amiss or wrong that the touch of God couldn't cure this morning. Can I say that again? There's nothing wrong in your marriage that the touch of God couldn't fix. I don't know how many times I've had people sit down across from my desk and make this statement, preacher, it's too far gone. You ever made that statement? You ever heard that? There's too much happened. You remember what Mary and Martha said when they met the Lord in the roadway? Their brother Lazarus had died. He said he's been in the grave, was it 4 days, and he's stinking already? That's what they said.
Yeah.
They said, but if you'd have been here, our brother wouldn't have died. You know what Jesus said? He said, y'all outside your head. Oh, you got to go to Bible school to get that. Brother Freddie, understand. You got to go to Bible school and study Greek and Hebrew. That's what he said. Y'all out of your mind. He said, I am the resurrection.
That's right, preacher. Amen.
I am the resurrection. Oh, to my eyes and to your eyes, Lazarus, too far gone. Ain't no hope from that. Oh, when he had a fever, there was hope.
Come on, preacher.
When life was pumping up and down in his chest, there was hope. But now he's dead, it's over, there's no hope. No hope for man.
Yeah,
but with God.
Yeah,
all it took was Lazarus come forth.
Yeah,
somebody said, why did he say Lazarus come forth? If it had just said come forth, everybody in the graveyard would have got up. Amen?
That's right.
Amen. I'm talking about the touch of God can fix or change whatever's wrong in your situation this morning.
Amen.
Did you know a lot of times God doesn't fix the situation, but He'll change your attitude about it?
Amen.
Amen. A lot of times God doesn't take the thorn from your flesh like with Paul, but He gives you something greater than a thorn.
Amen.
Paul said, God, I've asked you over and over, take this thorn out of my flesh. And God said, look, I'll give you something better than the thorn. You're going to keep the thorn, but I'm going to give you grace.
Amen.
He said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. God can give you grace to weather the storm you're going through.
Amen.
Amen. I often wonder how people do it. Do what? Life. How they do life without God.
Yes,
I did it for 19 years of my life. And looking back after the day I got saved, and as a 19-year-old boy, just a teenager, I hadn't been through a whole lot. But even then, I looked back down the road and thought, Lord, how did I go through that? How did I go through that? How did I go through that without you? Yes. Amen. Amen. The touch of God is absolutely amazing.
Amen.
Amen. The touch of God has a power. Yeah. You understand that? Yeah. It has a power. When God touches your life, you can't help but for something to change.
Yeah.
Amen? You can't help but to be better than what you were.
Amen.
Why? Because there's power in His touch. Now listen. It is 1,000 times over imitated. But it has never been duplicated. I make people mad every time you get on this stuff, but that TV crowd, they're imitators.
That's right.
Amen. Are you listening to me? I said they're imitators.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I used to pretend I was John Wayne when I was a little boy. Amen. I mean, boy, I had boots and spurs and cap pistols, and I learned how to draw. Man, I was bad to the bone, so I thought. Amen. But I wasn't John Wayne.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. You can have some snake oil salesman, excuse me, some televangelist,
yeah,
rub on your head and blow in your face. Well, it got quiet.
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all remember the joke about the old hair lip? Took his crippled buddy to the big faith healer. He said the faith healer, he said he put his hand on his head and he prayed and said, throw away your white crutch. They said, what'd Bubba do? He said, Bubba threw away his white crutch. He said, then the faith healer said, he prayed and rubbed his head and said, throw away your weft crutch. He said, Bubba threw away his weft crutch. And the guy said, then what happened? He said, Bubba fell flat on his back because he'd cripple, you know. Amen. Amen. I think that's a lot of what's going on in our society. We got a lot of people wanting to imitate the Lord, but you'll never duplicate the power of the touch of God in your life. Amen. If there's any hair-lip people here this morning, I apologize. Amen. But that's funny if you're hair-lip. Amen. The power of God's touch. Amen. We sing songs about the power of God, don't we? There's power, power, wonder-working power. I've been trying to tell them Yankees for years. I preach up north, all over New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland. I preach in all them places. And them Maryland people get mad if you call them Yankees. I didn't know they wouldn't. But they promised they ain't. They were neutral. I said, I'd rather you be a Yankee than neutral. Amen. Anyway, they'll sing that song and they'll sing, there is power, power, wonder-working power. I said, man, it ain't right. It's power. Amen. I'm going to get them right one of these days. There's power in the blood. Amen. Amen. There's power. We sing about God's power. We talk about the power of God. We read about the power of God. But there is nothing in your life like experiencing the power of God.
Amen.
You ever grabbed the spark plug wire when the motor was running? Anybody? Come on, men, talk to me. You ever done that? You ever tried to pull a spark plug wire off a lawnmower to stop it and got bit? Amen. There's one thing knowing it'll shock you. And there's another thing, experiencing it, amen? I'm glad I knew about the power of God all my life, but I'm glad on that New Year's Eve in Brother Jay's front yard, I only knew about the power of God. I experienced the power of God for the first time in my life when He reached down from on high to the lowest of my lows and touched my life.
Yes, sir.
I wonder how many of you could tell me about when God first touched your life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If you can't tell me about it, you need it. Amen. You need the hand of God to touch your life.
Amen, brother.
There's an old song, brother. Miss Janice may know who sings it. I just thought about it and jotted it down. And the song goes something like this. Or in the song, it has this phrase, touch me again, Lord.
Amen.
Touch me again. In other words, what I'm saying is, God, touch me at salvation. But I've needed His touch over and over and over again. I was in my office this morning. I talked to Brother Carlos for a little bit and talked to Brother Tom for a few minutes this morning. But before I came out to preach this morning, I said, God, you know what I need this morning? It ain't a hot sermon that I'm looking for. God, it's not a great illustration that I'm looking for. But God, I need Your touch this morning. I need You to touch me one more time. God, put Your hands on my lip. Put Your words in my mouth and touch me again. I wonder how many would be honest and say, I know the Lord, but I've been in a pretty bad backslidden state in my life before. Yeah. Amen. I mean, we start out at salvation, I mean, as right with God as any individual can be. Amen. You understand that? People think, well, you go to Bible school and you get more right with God, and you learn the Bible and you get more right with God, and you memorize verses. No, you were never more right with God than the moment you got saved. Amen. Ever. We all right? When I got saved, you know what I honestly thought in my mind? I got back in my mama's car out from under that pine tree in Brother Jay's front yard. Here's what I thought. Wow, I'll never sin again. How many of you felt like that? I mean, brother, I was so clean, so pure. It was nothing, nothing, nothing. No guilt, no shame. It was gone. And I thought, woo, man, this feels good. I thought James Brown, he'd rewrite that song if he'd get a hold of this. Amen. I mean, brother, this was wonderful. I'll never sin again. Yeah. Boy, was I wrong. Yeah. First time I did, I thought, man, did I really get it? Yeah. It took me a while to realize, Lord saved my soul. I still had this flesh. Yeah. You know what? I got saved. I still had a temper. Yeah. I got mad. I still cussed. I did. I don't no more. My wife does, but I don't. Amen. Amen. Don't prank phone call her. You might get more than you're bargaining for. Amen. One of Chase's little buddies called yesterday on his phone. I grabbed up his phone, was acting stupid and pranking him, you know. And the old boy was getting upset. He said, look, dude, I need to talk to Chase. I was here before he starts cussing. Amen. I didn't want to be the one causing him to sin. Amen. You know what I had to pray over and over? God, touch me again. God, touch me again. Stay with me just a minute and I'll give you the message. Do you think it's possible to feel like you felt again the moment you got saved?
Amen.
Do you think it's possible? I firmly and honestly believe that it is.
Yes, sir.
Do you know all we need? Look, I am this close to Craig Garnto, but there's no connection. He sees me, He hears me, but He hadn't felt me till I touch Him. Are you listening? Just because you're in church this morning don't make us right with God. Just because we're in church doesn't mean we're spiritually, physically, you're where you ought to be. Amen. Somebody said, well, I've been living so wicked I shouldn't come to church. Oh, yes, you should come to church. Amen. Church is where you ought to be. I don't care how bad you messed up. I don't care how far wrong you went. You ought to keep coming to church. Always.
Amen.
We grew up in the mentality if somebody in the church wasn't living right, kick them out. I say tie them down. Amen. I say strap them to a pew. Amen. Let them keep getting it till they get it. Amen. Amen. You need a touch this morning. Do you know ain't nothing wrong with your marriage? A touch of God wouldn't fit?
Amen.
You listening to me? God could just swoop down in His infinite mercy and His grace and touch that situation.
Yes, brother. Hallelujah.
I'm not playing TV preacher on you, prophesying there's somebody out there because I know there is.
Yeah.
And they do too. That's why they say that. You preaching to 10 million people on national TV, somebody's got an earache.
Yeah.
Talk to me this morning. Somebody got arthritis in their left hip.
Yeah.
Law of averages, I tell you that, man. Somebody in here this morning argued with their spouse on the way to church. Don't bow your head. Ain't time to pray, amen.
Yeah.
Woo! Jason and Daphne still going at it over here, amen. I can just see the way he looked at her. Bless God, I told you. Amen.
Yeah, preach, bro.
You know what y'all need, huh? Y'all need a touch this morning. Amen. She's as red as a beet. Amen. Just a touch. Amen. We'll fix that marriage. Just a touch. But you know what? You got to desire it. God ain't going to force nothing on you. Y'all listen to me? Somebody said, God just got me in such a pigeonhole. God put me in such a situation where I couldn't do nothing. I'm sorry. That just ain't His normal practice. I'm not saying God can't send something pretty harsh to get your attention. He can. But God gave you a will. You know what a will is? It's a want or a desire. Your will is what you want and what you desire. Oh, I wish I knew the Bible like Brother Charles and like Brother Freddie. Baloney. If you really wanted it, you'd have it. Amen. You'd dig till you got it. Amen. Do you want God's touch this morning?
Amen.
He won't force Himself on nobody. These old boys got what they needed, and that was a touch of God. You know why? They cried for it. They didn't say, Our Father, which art in heaven. Now, I'm not mocking the Lord's Prayer. Don't get me wrong. They didn't go through some vain repetition.
Amen, brother.
They said, Oh, God.
Oh,
Lord, have mercy on us, thou son of David. They said, shh, hush, that's irreverent. We don't do that. Them old boys said, you don't understand. We blind.
Yeah, bro.
The doctors can't fix what we got.
Yeah. Amen.
They ain't that salve that they sold on TV. It didn't work. That preacher with his prayer call, it didn't work. But we've heard He can open blinded eyes.
That's right.
Don't tell me to shut up. I need some help.
Amen, brother.
And if you'll get to that point, you'll get what you come for.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Several things about the touch of God this morning. Number one, the touch of God will transform your life.
Amen,
I didn't say turn over a new leaf. I said transform.
Yes, sir. Amen,
you know what transform means? It means change.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Todd sings that song about the old man is dead.
Yeah.
I like that. I had to keep stabbing mine. How about you? Amen.
Yeah.
Get down, boy.
Amen.
He sings that song. Hey, 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. I believe the Bible still says, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? A new what? A new creature. How about that? He said, Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You know what that means? God has just changed your life. Now, I know you're still stuck with the flesh, but spiritually,
yes,
something changed that quick.
Yes, sir,
in an instant, in a moment, and I know this is very elementary for most of you, but just that quick, I didn't have to work at salvation. Do you understand
that's
it?
That's right, brother.
I did not have to work at being saved. I didn't have to bow 7 times under that tree in your daddy's yard. I didn't even have to have your daddy's help. I didn't realize that. All I had to do was ask for myself. I hit my knee and said, God, save me. I'm a sinner. Bam, I was saved. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Transform.
Yeah. The
Bible uses another word called translated.
Yeah.
How do you like that? Translated into me of the family of His dear Son.
Yes, sir, bro.
How about that?
Amen.
You know what He did? He picked me up out of one family, translated me into another.
Amen.
Just that quick.
Amen, bro.
Have you ever been to an adoption hearing? You ever been? I have. I've been to court where there was adoption taking place. And when that judge makes the decision and the ruling, bam, that child is automatically taken from one set of parents, given to another.
Amen, brother.
Just that fast.
Yes,
that's just how fast I got saved. I said the touch of God will transform you this morning.
Amen, brother.
Amen. You know what it'll do? It'll make you love your wife like you ain't never loved her before.
Amen.
I love that woman since she was 12 years old.
Amen.
And I ain't saying, boys, don't you be going falling in love with no 12-year-old girls. Amen. But I loved her when she was 12 years old. I told my mama when she was 13, I said, I'm going to marry that girl. Mama laughs. Mess with me. I'm telling you straight up. I'm going to marry her. Took a shotgun, but I married her. Amen. No, I'm kidding. Hallelujah. I fell in love with her. But man, that night, we was already married. We was already married. When we knelt in that yard, my wife was in Mama's car. She had a little blue Mazda. I won't never forget it. That's how real that thing was to me.
Yeah.
My wife was sitting in the back seat with my mother. My mother led my wife to the Lord while Brother Jay led me to the Lord. And when I come off that ground, Brother Charles, the woman who I thought I loved, there was all of a sudden a love there that I hadn't even experienced, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Bible said we know we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. Man, I love my wife.
Amen, brother.
Like I never had before.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, it was transformed. He took the love I had and made it way better.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I went to church and half them people I thought was hypocrites and I couldn't stand the sight of them. First time I saw them when we come in church, I used to say, I hate that rascal, I hate so-and-so. I said that more than you shouldn't say that about nobody.
Amen.
But I meant it. I walked in church and sat down and I went, there's old so-and-so, boy, I love him. God did that.
Yeah, bro.
I'm saying he'll make you love your wife like you ain't never loved before.
Amen, bro.
Amen. He'll make you love your children like you ain't never loved. Hey, why don't you get saved this morning?
Yeah, bro.
It's just that simple. Why don't you let the Lord in your heart? What's the hold up? Why do you keep pushing him away? Why don't you let the Lord touch your life? Hey, he wants to save you more than you want to be saved. Hey, I'm telling you, the touch of God will transform your life this morning. Somebody said, preacher, we need a counselor. No, you need Jesus.
Yeah.
By the way, that's one of his names, Isaiah said.
Yeah.
Counselor.
Amen.
Amen. I'd love it. I'd love it if one day, I know we're here to help you, Brother Freddie, Brother Charles and I, we'll do anything we can to help you. There's never a time when you come and say, hey, we need to talk to you. There's never a time we say, I ain't fooling with you.
Amen.
We always listen.
Amen.
And usually that's about all we get to do is listen. You do all the talking. You just need to get it off your chest. Amen. Amen. Man, what if you went to Jesus before you come to us?
Amen, bro.
Seriously. What if you really earnestly took your situation, your dilemma before God and prayed and begged God to show you something? You might come to us, tell us, hey, if you ever have this situation, come up, let me tell you how to fix it.
Yeah.
Hey, wouldn't that be a blessing, brother?
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, call us on the phone. Hey, brother, I just got news for you. We had this problem this week. We prayed. Here's what God said to do. Maybe you can help somebody else with that. Amen.
Yeah.
Try that one. What are you saying? I'm saying there's nothing wrong in your life that the touch of God wouldn't transform.
Amen.
Nothing in your life that His touch wouldn't transform. Number two. What time is it? Number two. Not only does the touch of God transform. I love that old song. Makes me love everybody. Y'all remember that? That old time religion?
Yeah.
Amen. It'll make you love everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Hey. Hey, listen, some of you bigots. It make you love black people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yellow people.
Yes, sir.
What color you call Mexicans, Brother Daniel? Spanish. Brown people. Amen. It make you love them all. It make you love old sinners. Amen. I can't get off of that. The love of God will not only transform you, but let's look at the O in the word touch. The touch of God will ordain you. Will ordain you. Look at John. Let's see. John chapter number 15. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Chapter number 15. We okay this morning?
Yeah.
Hope your crock pot's on simmer. John chapter number 15 and verse number 16. Here's what the Lord said. I like this. Ye have not chosen me.
Yeah.
Wow. But I have chosen you.
Yes,
now watch this. And what?
Ordained
you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you, or give it you. Wow. I like that verse, Brother Freddie. My favorite part's that first part. You didn't choose me. I chose you.
Yeah. Amen.
You remember when you was in school and they was picking teams for kickball or baseball or whatever it was? You ever get picked last? That stinks, don't it? All of you are playing with the bigger boys, and they just looking around, you're going, me, 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 me. You want to be on the winning team.
Amen.
The guy that can always hit the home run, pick me, pick me.
Amen.
Aren't you glad Jesus picked you?
That's right, bro.
He said, you hadn't chosen me, but I have chosen you.
Yes, bro.
Wow. Do you know what? I didn't even go hunting the Lord, Brother Freddie. He come hunting me.
Yeah.
He said, I've chosen you. You know what he said? He said, and ordained you. Do you know what that word, let me make that simple. Ordain. We think it's a service. We think it's a special ceremony where we ordain a preacher so that he can preach the gospel. Did you know this man can preach the gospel whether I lay my hands on him or not? Do you understand that? And I know we should do that. A man should have his churches back in and all. Don't get me wrong. But that thing's more spiritual than it is a formality or ceremonial. It's the touch of God on your life. When God ordains you, He's simply saying, I have enabled you.
Yeah.
I have given you what you need to do the work that I have called you to do. He said, I've ordained you that you might bring forth fruit.
Yeah.
You know what that means? It means to produce.
Amen.
When you go to the farmer's market, there's a section called what?
Produce.
Why? It was produced. Somebody planted it and those seeds produced the fruit.
Amen.
God started something when He transformed your life at salvation. Yeah. And what God started, He planted a seed in your heart, hey, that it might produce. Yeah. You know what? You might be just like I was. Boy, I could never do anything like that for God. I really thought that. I remember sitting on the pew at White Oak watching my pastor preach. Amazed me. I would set my little rear end just barely hanging on the edge of that front pew. Everything he said amazed me. You ever heard somebody preaching, Brother C.J., and you're looking at your Bible and go, where do you get that?
Yes, sir.
You ever done that? I still do.
Amen.
I hear somebody preach. Brother Fisher did that thing about hope, against hope or whatever it was. I went, wow. Hey, man, where do you get that? You ever done that?
Amen.
And I used to sit there and think, wow. Boy, I never could do that. I could never do anything like that. You know what? Eddie White can't. I'd go in Brother Jeff Bird. He was our Sunday school teacher. He pastors right down the road now. I'd go in Brother Jeff Bird's Sunday school class, and Brother Jeff Bird would teach that Bible, and I'd go, wow. Well, I could never do anything like that. What I didn't realize, with the touch of God on my life, I can do whatever He asked me to do.
Yeah, brother. Amen.
I saw somebody hand out a gospel tract and witness somebody, and I thought, boy, I could never do that. Well, you can when God ordains you.
That's
amen.
Right,
and by the way, if you're saved this morning, listen to me. You are ordained.
Amen.
You are set aside unto good works. Hey, there's something you can do for God. Hey, and if He asks you to do it, He can equip you to do it.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Little did I know, growing up as a teenager, riding around Dallas with Stacy Bullock, hooping and hollering, why God put that hoop in me. I had no idea. I ain't never been quiet in my entire life. Never, never. I got in trouble in school for talking more than anything else. It's hereditary. Some of you inherited ugly. I inherited can't shut up. Amen. They took me to a doctor. I remember it till this day. Took me to a doctor. Made me put together puzzles and all kind of stupid stuff to see if I was special. I thought, bless God, I am special. Amen. You don't know what a special kid you got here today, Doc. Throw that puzzle down here and watch me smoke. Amen. Oh, yeah, they thought I needed special attention. Because I couldn't shut up. Never one time did that doctor go, he's ordained of God. Not one time did that doctor go, oh, I see God's going to use that mouth. Woo! But that was his plan. Amen.
Amen, preacher.
God said, y'all go on and beat him. Go on and beat him. Don't hurt him. I got to have him. Hey, whoop his little rear end until it's gone. They did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Don't be looking. Amen. Hey, beat it till it's gone. But don't mess with that mouth. I got to have that mouth. Amen. Why? Because God had a plan before he formed me in my mother's womb that I might preach His word. What's His plan for your life?
Amen.
The touch of God will transform you, but the touch of God will ordain you to do something for God.
Amen.
I remember when some in this room wasn't good for nothing but smoking two bags of weed a week. Can I get a witness right there? Wasn't good for nothing but cooking up some crack. We all right?
Yeah.
You see, you mean these potheads in this church? Yeah, you sitting with them.
Yeah.
potheads, convicts, drunks, you name it, they're here this morning.
Yeah, bro.
Remember when you thought like I thought? What's the use? God could never use me. God can get glory out of a man in the wheelchair with his leg chopped off. Brother Freddie used to carry his old driver's license. He finally threw him away because we laughed at it so much. And it was funny. But let me tell you what it is more than funny. It's amazing. All you see is a Bible scholar and a student of the Word of God and a man who loves you. But he carried that as a testimony as what God had did. Not to brag on what he used to be, but to brag on what God had did. I'm talking about long hair. I mean, we always kidded, said he looked like Cousin It. He nearly did. You wouldn't know it was the same human being. I imagine back in them dope-smoking days, and he played in rock and roll bands and discos and parachute pants, a whole nine yards. I bet if somebody said, you're going to teach the Bible to people who want to learn and are hungry for the Word of God, he'd have argued with you. But one day God came by to Alabama, a little old country boy, and said, let me just touch him. Yeah. Let me just touch him a little bit. I'll put something on him. Hey, and nobody will say. Nobody will be able to say, boy, look what he's done. They'll have to say it must have been God.
Yes, sir.
Had to be God.
Yes.
Had to be God because it ain't in him.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm saying the touch of God will transform your life, but the touch of God will ordain your life. And he'll let you do things you never imagined. He might let you lead your family to Christ. Maybe you're sitting there with thoughts of how many times your family's had to bail you out. Wouldn't it be something God put his hand on you and you got to go bail them out? And I ain't talking about a jail. I'm talking about bail them out of hell. Amen. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Oh, I got to hurry. The touch of God will transform your life. He'll ordain your life. But then the touch of God will unify your life.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 133, I believe it is, Brother Freddie, verse number 1. The Bible says something about how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity.
Amen,
that's what the touch of God will do.
Yes.
Listen to me. How do I know when God has his hand on a church? How do I know? I'm preaching enough of them. Listen, I'm not an expert, but I got eyes and I can see. I got ears and I can hear. I wish I'd have thought about it. I'd have looked back at my calendar and told you how many different churches I've been in this year. Bunch of them. You know how I know when God's got his hand on the church when he don't? Watch now. This will go over your head if you ain't careful. They get along. He says, is that simple? Yeah.
Amen.
They get along.
Yeah.
For the most part. If God's showing up and God's touching and blessing, the devil's always going to be there.
Amen.
Now, understand that. I'm not saying ain't no such thing as a perfect church. If you find it, don't join it. You'll mess up a good thing. Amen.
Amen.
Ain't no such thing as a perfect church. But boy, You want to judge or have something, a litmus test to tell whether God's working in a place and God's hands on a place, see if they love each other.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. See if they'll defend each other.
Amen.
Amen. Me and Brother Freddie might have a disagreement and chew one another out, but I double dog dare you come in here and mess with him. Let me see it. Are you coming here and mess with him? Hey, you know, brothers and sisters, they'll fuss, but they love each other.
Amen.
Amen? And then they'll defend each other.
Amen.
I'm saying the touch of God will transform your life. The touch of God will ordain your life to do things that you never thought possible.
Amen.
And maybe you're sitting there going, I don't want to do it. I didn't either. I don't either. I didn't want to preach. There was nothing inside me that wanted to preach. Nothing. Till I done it. I preached 5 minutes, Brother Freddie, and cried three of them. I got done, I thought, after I got over how bad a job I thought I did, I thought, man, I'm going to do that again.
Yeah.
I may be the worst one in the world at it, but I'm going to do my best at being the worst, amen.
Yeah.
I want to do that again. Somebody said, why you preach all the time? I like it.
Yeah.
Why you hunt all the time? What if you was as successful at your hunting as I am my preaching? If you killed as many deer as I get to see people saved, woo, you'd be a hunting fool, brother. I ain't saved nobody. It's the Lord. I'm just saying I like it. Amen. He'll ordain you to do something you might not even think you'll enjoy, but you'll enjoy it. And then the touch of God will unify your life. It'll unify your marriage. It'll unify your church. It'll unify the relationships in your life. Amen. It is good to be in unity.
Yeah.
It is. I can't stand strife.
Amen.
Some of you, I don't see how you sleep at night. Sit and run your mouth about somebody on Facebook or whatever. And then go sleep and sleep like a baby. Do you even know Him?
Yeah.
He won't let me do that.
Amen.
Amen. He won't let me do it.
Amen.
Amen. The touch of God unifies. Listen, according to Romans chapter number 8, the touch of God conquers.
Amen.
We are more than conquerors. And I'm done preaching. I'll just give you the rest of this and we'll go to hell. The touch of God conquers. You feel like you're facing a mountain? Do you feel like little David in the valley and you're standing up against Goliath, a giant you cannot defeat?
Amen.
The touch of God, the Bible said, will make you more than conquerors through Him.
Amen.
You can't beat it, but your big brother can.
Yes, brother.
Amen.
You can't fix it, but he can.
Amen.
Remember what we said a while ago? The marriage is too far gone? Not for him.
Amen, brother.
That teenager's not too far gone for him.
Right.
Come on, talk to me.
Amen.
Brother Paul, there's probably people, and I wouldn't belittle your son for nothing in this world, there's probably people that looked at him and said, no hope. Let them look at him now.
Amen.
Now, I ain't saying he's perfect. He might mess up again.
Yeah.
He's a human being. But look what God's done.
Amen.
Paul Parker didn't fix that.
Amen.
Eddie White didn't fix that.
Amen.
God did something in Jody's heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 He can do something in your heart.
Amen.
Conquered the unconquerable.
Yeah.
Brother Jason Crow. He works with addicts. People who are addicted to probably one of the most horrible evils that's ever hit our society. And that's methamphetamine.
Yes.
Boy, it got quiet in here. Methamphetamine. You know what they tell me? Brother Jason, you can ask him if this is, I'm lying or not. I don't think I am. But they say once a person's hooked on that, very rarely. Do they get set free of it? Very rarely.
Amen.
Very rarely. I had a kid sit across from my desk several years ago. Brother Charles knows who he is. Hooked on methamphetamine. You know what he said to me? Preacher, I did it one time. One time was all it took. He said, one time and I was hooked. I thought that was the stupidest thing ever. I said, there's no way. Until I got to talking to people. Do you know we're serving a God who conquers that stuff every day?
Amen, bro. Thank God, bro.
Every single day.
Amen.
Do we need to preach about an hour and a half on meth this morning?
Help yourself, brother.
This bunch just looks like you shot them with a water gun full of ice water. I'm saying he can conquer it.
Yes, bro.
You can't beat it.
That's right, preacher.
It's bigger than you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
But with God,
that's right.
The Bible said, all things
yes.
are possible.
Yes.
Did y'all understand that little word all? The Bible said, I can do all things through Christ. That means get off meth. That means get off the bottle. That means stop the adulterous affair. That means any addiction in your life. Christ can conquer it through you. All you need's a touch. All you need's a touch. You know why that stuff has such a power over your life? It touched you. That's why the Bible said flee all appearance of evil.
Yes,
you just get around it and it'll get on you.
Amen.
You listening to me?
Yep.
You can just get around it. Hey, but the touch of God can help you to conquer that thing. We okay this morning? I don't know why, but I just feel like my old plow just hit a stump there. Something you need to conquer this morning? Something you need to beat this morning? Let me ask you a question. How would you like to look at it and do this? I am done with you.
Yeah, amen.
Understand this clearly. The only thing in you that would enable you to do that is the power of God.
Amen.
No man has power over sin.
Amen.
No man.
That's right.
Amen.
That's why turning over a new leaf don't work.
Amen.
Why? Because that other side's still there.
Yeah.
You can turn it over all you want. All you got to do is just flip it at any time. I'm talking about a new birth.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a new start.
Yes, sir, thank God, bro.
Does that sound like something you'd like?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
look your difficulty in the face and say, I'm serious. The Lord will help you do that.
That's right, bro.
Amen. Mm. The touch of God transforms, it ordains, it unifies, it conquers. Lastly, now I'm done. The touch of God heals. There's a healing in God's touch. I'm not talking about the spooky stuff on TV. I don't think when God heals anybody, they fall down. Everybody I seen Him heal, they got up. They was fell down when He found them.
That's right, Richard.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Common sense. They got up. I'm not talking about, listen, I've prayed earnestly with all my heart and asked God, Lord, if that's real, let me do it. I'd love to go to Seals Road this morning. Walk in that bedroom where little Tanner Dunlop's laying. Brother Freddie, I'd put my hand on him.
Amen, Bridget.
I'd pull that tumor out of his little body so fast it'd make your head spin.
Amen.
I'd drive the cancer straight to hell where it belongs. Hey, but I don't have that power, but I serve one who does.
Amen.
When they said Ashley had cancer, we prayed for her. We did. We prayed earnestly. We did what the Bible said in James chapter 5, and we anointed her with oil, and we prayed. But it wasn't our touch. It wasn't our touch. She's sitting there healed this morning. She's going to go preach in the morning, probably hack while she's preaching. I don't know. Seriously, she's going to speak to a ladies' group. If she hacks, I want to know. Amen. Somebody said, what's hacking? You didn't grow up in the South. Amen. Seriously, we did pray. We fasted. 21 days we fasted. We fasted for her and Brother Warren and Vanessa's daughter-in-law. We fasted for them both at the same time. I'll never forget it. Both of them doing pretty well. Amen. But it was God.
Amen,
He healed her. He healed her physically. But let me, I know this keeps coming out this morning. There's more than a physical healing that needs to take place.
Amen.
This a lot of times if the spiritual is healed, the physical will take care of itself. Did you know if a husband and wife both get right with God, they don't have to work so hard on the marriage?
Amen.
Can I say that again? If the husband and the wife, and it takes both, by the way, usually when only one gets right, it just seems to cause more conflict. If a husband and wife get right with God, here's how it works. If that husband get right, usually the wife will follow. Amen. Usually. If God heals that spiritual problem in your heart, you'll just be amazed how everything else takes care of itself. Amen. When I went to Brother Jay's house that night, I knew what I needed. But he was my hero. When I thought of God's man, that's who I thought of. Just he was God's man. And I got to get to God's man. And Brother Jay knelt there and prayed with me. But Brother Jay Bice didn't save me. It wasn't him. But it was the God he taught me about. It was the God he preached to me about all the years. It was him. Came right where I was. And I needed him most and did a healing in my heart. There's some hearts that need healing this morning.
Amen, bro.
Let's stand up. The touch of God, it transforms. It ordains, it unifies, it conquers, and it heals. Miss Janice, if y'all would come and get us a song this morning. I wonder how many would come and get on this altar this morning and say, Lord, would you touch me? Would you touch me? Maybe for the first time, God, touch my heart and my life. Or maybe just a little bit cold and away from God. Just say, God, touch me again. I need to feel your touch again, Lord. Others are already praying. I wonder if we could just bow our heads together just for a few minutes this morning. Nobody looking around. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I wonder if there's one this morning. Say, preacher, I don't know if I died today, if heaven would be my home. Miss Heidi. I don't know if I died just like I am, if heaven would be my home. Listen, I won't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. But I would like to pray for you if you just slip up your hand. Say, Brother Eddie, I'm not sure if I'm saved. Please remember me when you pray. If that touch can really transform your life, I need that this morning. Please pray for me, preacher. Anybody? Preacher, I know I'm saved. I know I'm going to heaven when I die. But I need God's touch again. I need God's touch and God's power to work and move in my life again. How about it this morning? Hands all over this house. Thank you for being honest. Let's pray together, Father, as we come to you this morning in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory for the touch of God in our lives. Lord, we thank you for the touch of God on this place, this church. Lord, what you've done through this place and these people, God, we thank you for it this morning. Lord, you saw every hand that was raised. Father, you know every heart. Lord, deal with us accordingly. Have your way in this invitation. Father, we'll thank you and we'll praise you. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.